sexuality.
Maybe your sexuality and so much more, like dating stories. You can email us at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. And also, we have a Patreon, don't we, Tyron?
Yes, we do.
We have the Tic Tac Crew for $5, the Slim Dick for $10, and the VIP Plus for $20. So, we have so much content coming on the way. Well, two big things are happening in our lives. And let's discuss two big things that's happened in our lives, which is Tyron's moving.
Yes, I am in the process. Well, not in the process, but I am moving. And I'm currently getting stuff that, well, moving stuff that I want to move into my new house, getting that packed up, and stuff that I want to leave behind and donate. And it's pretty exciting.
It does sound very exciting. What's the biggest, like, headache you're having?
I had so much shit. I will show you after this, but I got the biggest boxes I could find, and I have four of them, and it's literally just filled with clothes, shoes, bedding, and just, like, little miscellaneous that I have, like, fragrances and body washes and stuff like that. And I have, like, 9 boxes already, and I've still not moved all my clothes out. So.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You have a shopping problem.
No, I don't have a shopping problem. I just have a lot of stuff because I have my regular clothes, I have my work clothes, I have my gym clothes. Mm. So
a lot of different clothes.
And then
it's really my regular clothes, isn't it?
And then my shoes. Like, we both wear a size 15 shoe. Mm-hmm. So those
do you have?
Those aren't little.
So you just bunched them together.
Yeah, but I like to keep my shoes in boxes too.
Boxes?
Yeah.
For shoes?
They come in boxes.
So, we don't keep them in boxes. You get a shoe locker.
A shoe locker?
Yeah.
You have a shoe locker.
I had one. I gave up on it. But I have like 3 pairs. I have 3 to 5 pairs that I don't really wear. I'm only wearing 2 pairs of shoes. I wear gray, and I have the gray ones, and I have a burgundy one. I'm in the makings of getting a 3rd or 4th pair. I always have about 4 pairs of shoes.
So you only have 4 pairs of shoes?
Yeah, I run my shoes down fast because I work out and I do so much in them. Like, these shoes are very adorable, but also they're like, they got like 2 to 4 more months. And like, I do a lot of like Amazon life because I love a certain type of color. So I have a 3rd pair. I have like 3 or 4. I just had to buy dress shoes recently.
Well, see, that's where we differ. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the type of person, especially, okay, the struggles.
You do every occasion compared to me not.
No, the struggles of finding shoes, especially when we were younger, and you had to buy them shits offline and shit.
You still have to.
I mean, for the most part, you can go into a store now.
No, you can't. What stores are you going to?
What stores are you going to?
I don't go to any stores. If it's not Amazon.com, I don't trust it. Because I trust certain brands only. Like, my main brand is Reebok. My main brand is New Balance. And then Reebok. I don't really venture out of that. Like, if you ever, you'll never see me in a Nike because it's too damn expensive. You'll never see me in no Air Force Ones because that's basic. Or Air Jordans because that's basic.
Well, I have one pair. Well, see, I have one pair of Jordans that I've literally had since high school. Mm-hmm. And I bought a pair of Air Force Ones that are neon green because...
What
kind of
color?
Because they were on sale for like $50.
So, I mean, that's a good price. I have a very different price point. I go from like 30. My highest pair I've ever bought was probably like $50 to $60.
What?
Yeah, my shoes are very like near and dear, but at the same time, who's doing that?
I mean, I buy shoes that are on sale, especially if they are my size. I'll be paying no $200 for no damn shoes. Absolutely not.
But you have a pair of Jordans
that I did not pay for. Mm-hmm. but
I love basic.
But now my mom paid like $100 when I was in high school for them. But
where you can get them for $20 overseas.
That's not a problem. But mm-hmm. Most of my shoes that I wear are like Nikes, because Nikes they have like those little, well, kind of like the ones you wear now, but those little kind of knitted shoes that I like because they're breathable. And
I mean, all shoes, all athletic, you probably wear mostly running shoes.
Yeah.
And for people on my, like, that ask this question a lot of, so athletic wear is what most shoes are, and we call most people wear running shoes. There's a thing called walking shoes, mm-hmm. but they don't look as cute. A lot of running shoes look more like, ooh, the design. And they're mostly for like runners and stuff like that. And since we're to go people, naturally, we're always on the move. Like, your entire job is a very physical job. So
I wear Crocs at my job, but yeah.
That sounds cute. What kind? What color?
I work in a kitchen. I wear kitchen Crocs, and they're black. But.
No pink ones, no purple ones, no burning ones.
In most kitchens, you have to wear. You mostly are wearing all black in most kitchens. But anyway, back to shoes. So yeah, if I see a pair of shoes on sale in my size, I will buy them. Like there are, I wear Adidas. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, like, I literally bought a pair of Adidas that they were originally like $70. I got them for like $45. I wore them for my 25th birthday and haven't worn them since.
Were they comfortable?
I mean, they were all right. They were brand new shoes. But
a pair of Reeboks that I bought, and I think they were a size too small. I think I got 14 instead of 15. I don't know, 13. Like, I have very dainty feet. Very small. But I have very muscular, like, bony feet. It's very funny to be a big boy with, like, skinny fingers. Like, these type of fingers and, like, feet and my feet are the same. So I had to give them to my brother.
Oh.
They were cute. I only wore them, like, twice. I wore them at a concert. I wore them walking one time. And I wore them later to a concert because I wanted to look really adorable.
But, yeah, when it comes to stuff like that. And then, like, with clothes, like, I don't buy a lot of clothes. Like, I literally will wear the same clothes for years. But, different things, like shirts. Like, especially, like, some of my older shirts, which are, like, graphic shirts. I'm kind of getting out of those. So,
I mean, that's what age, though. Yeah. Graphic t-shirts are, like, more marketed to, like, I think
teens, yeah,
like age 8 till like 23. And like, I probably have up like graphic shirts that, like, because they're big people's graphic shirts, but other than that, I mostly wear like button down shirts when I perform. I have like,
see, I hate button down shirts.
I like button down shirts because they help main boobs look nice. A guy told me how I looked, and I was like, what is perjure? So, like, I used to wear polos. Mm-hmm. I stopped wearing polos. I have, like, maybe most of the stuff I've ever worn is, like, colorful patterns and everything like that. That's a dress shirt. If it's a dress shirt, I'll probably wear it on stage. If it's not that, then it's a graphic t-shirt that's, like, multiple branded. And my basic clothes are just for, like, sleep.
And see, I don't like jeans that much.
You wear dress clothes?
I hate dress clothes too, but I mean, now I have them, of course, for occasions, But like, I don't know, like jeans, especially my thighs, they have to be a certain way and a certain cut, because I have a problem either the thighs are too tight and the waist is too big, mm-hmm. or the thighs too tight and the waist is all right. So I like a lot of joggers now, so
yeah. Yeah, they made, I don't know. It's kind of funny that Nelly had a thing with like apple bottom jeans with the boots for the first. I'm glad that they realized that those type of women need their own pair of pants. Mm-hmm. So men that are bigger, like they have joggers now for mm-hmm. like those guys with thighs but have small feet. It's so creepy. But I'm thick, so like most of my jeans are like always fitting me. Like my, like since I wear them, so my thighs would be the last thing I'll go.
No, but I'm surprised you don't have the same problem, because you got a big butt back there. Mm-hmm. So,
but I'm very proportioned.
Yeah.
So like I have big thighs and a big ass.
Yeah.
You don't have. You said you don't have a rump.
I don't have an ass.
So like,
I mean, you've seen my ass. Don't pretend like.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't look at you in that manner.
You ain't seen me turn around and say, damn, he got no ass.
No, I don't think that's the thing. I don't. So, like, it's weird that this happens a lot. I'm not naturally. Once we're friends or, like, co-workers, we tend to both. But, like, this happens in my troop. They were like, I was like, I'm not attracted to none of them. And they were like, what? Most of y'all are straight, and there's only one person that may be bisexual. And I'm not trying to out him as a bisexual or anything like that. But I'm like, he's also taken. Also, what would I want of you, any of you? That would mess up everything if we ever slept with him at all. So I don't look at anyone sexually that I work with or like friendship wise. Cause like, yeah, there are more like bisexual guys that should be friends and stuff. Once we get to the friend threshold, if there was no attraction there, and we had attraction and stuff, that was a long time ago. So I don't look at your booty. Only I notice you is most of your front, because that's what I'm looking at mostly.
Okay, well, to the viewers, I have no ass, but
I mean, we'll post a picture one day, and we'll say the difference. We won't do that because
no, we're not posting a picture. We are not posting my no shapely ass on the internet. Absolutely not. But okay, but yeah, maybe that's my problem. But
you don't have a booty?
Yeah.
You maybe get some butt pads so you can feel a little more manly about your booty.
The only way that's happening is if I'm doing drag. But, anyway. So, yeah. I just have a lot of just things. Like, and then, like, blankets. Well, technically, I need to buy more. But,
a blanket. Pretty much, I mean, but the, you know, we can't really talk about your, like, where you're moving to that often. Because,
no.
But, like, so, like, more like you're moving to a condo. So, like, what kind of condominium is it? It's like
it's a townhouse.
So it's a townhouse? So it's like a brownstone?
It's upstairs, downstairs.
Upstairs, downstairs. How many rooms?
Two.
Two bedrooms?
Two bedrooms. One and a half bath.
So you have your personal bath and it's the bathroom downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice. I mean, yeah. Do you feel like this is something that you're like, how long have you been doing this? Because a lot of people don't know this. He's talked about our goals, and we've discussed this in the past. Like, we did a base and everything, and we're doing like a little more and more and more and more and more what's going on with this. But this is like our very like favorite, this is like a very topical one, because we're both like achieving our goals. How long have you been trying to, how long did the move take? I mean, how long did the finding the of the home?
Well, I've been going through the process since like February or March, but yeah.
It's a long time.
I just know, technically January, because at first I was looking at an apartment and it turned into me buying a home, because honestly, especially around here, my mortgage and my HOA fee is going to be cheaper than an apartment. So, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, all this is occurring, and how do you feel about moving? Like, this is your first, like, home, instead of, like, moving for college.
Yeah. I'm excited. Like, I've saved my money for years to where when it was time for me to move out, I would have what I needed and be able to get what I needed. So, it's just great that all this is, like,
happening,
yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
And I didn't expect to be this young doing it.
Well, ambition is a thing. And also, your age group does. So, I had one guy that was, like, 2 or 3 years younger than me. Because he had older brothers there. And, like, he was Jehovah's Witness. So, he found, I think he had a home, like, I think at 23. So, like, I've never been shocked at people that have that type of ambitions.
Yeah, but I did not. If you would have told me at 16 I would be owning my own home 10 years later, I wouldn't have believed that. Like, I thought I was going to rent until, like, maybe 30, 31, and then maybe move into a house. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
But I will say, for your goals, that's amazing. And it also shows that you have a, I mean, but, like, 16 you compared to, like, 18 you compared to 21 you compared to 23 you. Now I'm 26. There's a lot of growth. And also, like, you're now in your life forever. Like, you're more mature. Like, you're finally almost fully grown up. At, like, 25 to 28 is the last of our development. So, yeah. At least you have the ambition to do it.
Yeah.
With your person that you're now in talks with, how do you feel the visitations will come?
I mean, he's coming here next weekend, actually. So, yeah.
That's amazing. Next weekend.
So.
I am actually having somebody move, even though I won't help you move.
That's rude.
What's so rude about it? What's so rude?
That's so rude.
He's paying pizza and soda.
Like I wouldn't.
I don't know. You got a lot of stuff and it'd be less people.
You know?
I'm one of, like, 7 with him. Like, it's a troop of us.
Have you not seen my family?
I haven't met my aunt.
You know.
My mom
is 1 of 4, first of all.
Okay, I don't know these things.
We
have not had a discussion of the whole family tree. That's the episode that may have come along. Jermaine, who is you? Oh, I'm Angie. I'm Angie. It's 1 of 4. I'm Bard. I'm also a Bard. That's not bad.
My mom is 1 of 4.
Okay.
Out of my grandparents,
sounds like you have people that have moved.
My granddaddy had 2 kids before my grandparents got married.
So, 6 now?
So, yeah, technically 6. And then, not to mention cousins, so.
Y'all want cousins that can help you. I don't understand why I have to help you. That's what I'm saying. This is getting a little rude.
The more... How is that rude?
You said you're hiring movers. How about that?
Anyway,
be changing their little minds.
No, but anyway, I'll help you move.
I probably even asked you. It's not a question. It's not those type of things. Like, if I move, it'll be moving out of state. So, like, it's either moving towards the person I'm talking to at this moment. Like, that, if I'm going to my person, I will have the stuff that I would want to keep and have the rest of stuff, like, that's going to just stay in my house. So, like, all we need is a king-size bed. That's the only requirement I really have, because that's what, like, we're tall people.
Well, you know what? I can't even say nothing about moving because this almost was a Zoom thing last month because I thought about moving to where he lives. But anyway,
I would tell you if it.
Yeah.
So, like, the podcast won't stop if I move to where the person I'm talking to is.
Yeah, the podcast wouldn't stop.
It wouldn't stop if I moved to, like, a popular city for comedy. So, like, there's scenes in, like, Atlanta. I just definitely don't want to go to Atlanta. There's scenes in Chicago. It's a more of a better option. Then there's scenes in, like, LA.
Wait, whoa. You'd rather
move to Chicago than Atlanta? Definitely.
That's insane.
How is it insane? So, Spirit is four seasons. Mm-hmm. I'll go to the hot, and then cold, hot, cold. That's too much, and I'm too already.
No, close. Too much. Chicago. You want to talk about freeze to death? You want to talk
about the creativity?
You want to talk about a city that is segregated?
Okay. Every city is, it has its own thing. It's just upstate.
Okay. You can be a popsicle if you want to.
I'm going anywhere for comedy. I don't mind getting booked anywhere. If I got booked in Atlanta, I will go. But staying in Atlanta is not an option for me.
Okay. No, but see, you said you want to live in Chicago.
I would rather live in Chicago than live in Atlanta.
That is insane.
But there are a lot of crazy outlets.
I would visit. Like I said, I would visit and like perform or stuff like that. But to live in Chicago?
But it's
absolutely
like,
not.
I wouldn't mind like going. Right now, I'm not going nowhere because my scene is here. Like, I'm building. I'd rather build my community in where I'm at. But if me and my person got serious, I would move in.
Well, see, that is different than moving to almost fucking Canada.
I mean,
so,
I was never gonna. No, because Chicago's not close to Canada.
Michigan is. Not Michigan.
Illinois.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's close.
It's close.
It's very close, but no.
So you get that fucking like, North chill.
Not, but like, the people I know that are from New York are like a lot of people who live in New York. I would go to New York too.
New York is warmer than Chicago.
No. New York has no spring. New York has literally 2 or 3 weeks spring, summer. Fall, winter. 2 weeks spring, fall, winter. Like, that's it. So, like, it's the same. And I think Chicago is just, I think it's more movable because it's more like places that you can live in, like homes, instead of just on top of each other in New York. There are a lot of issues in every city. Thing was like me moving to like LA. I'll be like, ooh, the beautiful people.
You're braver than I because
our ambitions are our ambitions. Your ambition is mostly create a safe place, and also most of your ambitions that you work upon is like your ultimate goal is still like. Excuse me. I'm very hungry. I worked out today, so. Your vision also is to create your own shop. So your next thing, say once you're home and you also settle and then you start saving up money for, like, maybe you want to have, next thing is, like, find, like, the best location. If you choose to stay in our city, what's the Salem, the best place, more likely, is downtown for your, like, you know, to your restaurant.
Well, downtown's not popping like it used to be.
It still is.
No.
We're in the Renaissance. Like I said, so like, but like, or gentrification. So those are the two things you're looking for. If you just sound like, you just sound a 30-year mortgage, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And then say if you do pay it off in time where you can still move or leave, I wouldn't sell at home.
No.
I would just rent it out.
Yeah. So, because that's what I was thinking. Like, even wherever life takes me, I wouldn't sell it. I'll just like rent it out somewhere.
That's my point. Like what you're doing also is you're like creating wealth. We weren't supposed to talk about this because we're supposed to do this in another episode. So you're creating wealth for yourself when you like have this home, say if you and your person that you're speaking to now, like get serious and you want to move in with him, but you still want to stay here. And you like come back and forth. You'll still rent that place out and then you create wealth for each other and then that works. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So far as my career goes, I'm still considered up and comer. Like I'm still not too far along. I'm still at the groundwork. I had my first show like last Friday. You're listening to this and you're like, what do you mean? And then, because I think this is what the end of my episode. So, like, listen to this now. I just did my second show. So, what? Huh? Are we out of time? Are we need to.
And we're back. So, Jermaine, you have some big things coming up.
Mm-hmm. So, you don't know this already. I do stand up in improv. So, a lot of things have been happening. Like, I did my first booking last Friday. Listen to this now. I'll be counting this a little before. He dresses up nicer. So, I have my next show July 30th. So, this is released, I think, the last day. So, my show just happened. I did great. Or I did all right. We don't care. And I'm doing a taping. We're going to tape so I can get booked more and more bookings on the 25th of July. So, that's really good. So, what's happening is that my home place that trained me and got me better and everything, my stand-up, I took some classes at the Idiot Box. The Idiot Box is in Greensboro, North Carolina. Look them up. They're very best. So, I'm going to be doing a taping with a lot of other comedians. So, we're going to just try our best to, you know, do our best set and then have recorded so we can send out more bookers. And so, they'll, like, put us on more shows and then, you know, become more professional. Also, I have a show coming up for my improv troupe called the Everlasting Improvers. And our show is this Saturday. And then we'll also perform at the NC Festival, the NC Comedy Festival in September. So I think our date is September 3rd. So it's September 3rd to the 12th. And a big thing is that it's going to be amazing. I got booked for that as well. I submitted and they accepted me. So I think I have about 7 minutes of that time too. So I think Tyron and I are doing something that day. So we'll have a show. We'll do a show that we'll. I think he may come up with that.
Yes.
So I have to make sure I get some information for both of those days because he can finally see me on me do improv.
So, yeah, and this is the reminder in the show. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've also done the UCC competition. I got to the second round. You want to ask me any questions?
So how do you feel that's going for you?
It's going really great. I'm very lucky and honored and grateful because So like the Idiot Box is the first place I ever did comedy, and I started in 2019 and I did a showcase that December. So that was me doing the 101 class, and from the 101 class we did showcase, and that was the first time we ever like gracing the stage with a live audience and dancing it. So 2020 is a thing. So technically, that's when I started open mics. And from that open mics, when the pandemic started, and after the pandemic, we had to do mass mics. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't invite people. We could really just mostly show up ourselves. The only person I ever brought with me was mostly my sister. You know, so she can be more great ever.
Oh, so you guys really didn't have a crowd or like...
We weren't allowed a crowd for a second. And then like more and more of the crowd got bigger and bigger because the UCC, like... So, North Carolina, we had strict restrictions.
Yes.
And so, they let up a little bit more. So, as they let up, we can have mass people. You can come, drink, and, like, the Idiot Box has, like, liquor. It's licensed to liquor.
Right.
And it has that, and it has, like, snacks. So, to allow it, but they don't have food. So, if it's not food, they couldn't open up soon.
Right.
And that's a problem for them. So, like, we had mass shows, and I had to do I performed in the mass until, like, only time I did perform in mass, mostly last year, was, like, only Fivetober. When I did, like, when I did my stand-up show, I did my second showcase there, and then I did the UCC last year. I did only just the first round. I said it was okay.
And guys,
what is the UCC? The UCC is the Ultimate Comic Competition. Yeah. So that's held by the Idiot Box, and basically it came back just like this. So it's a competition that you can win up to $1,000. And so what happens is, last year was the first time I did it, and I think they did also online shows. So you can watch it online or in person, which is really good because that showcases two different people. You can vote online and watch it in person. So it's amazing to do, and it also helps people build like a lot of more connections. Like, for the UCC competition this year, I talked to at least 20 to 50 comics. I was at so many. I watched so many comics perform. And the goal this time was to make sure I strengthened my voice. And I got through the first round and getting past the second round, which is cool. So it's not my second time doing it. That was this year. That was started. It started late April, and it just ended in June.
And but what I want to say is, like, guys, like, when we tell you, especially, like, doing comedy and big events and stuff like that in 2020, mm-hmm. like, if you guys are not from North Carolina, like, it was a whole thing. It was strict. Like, you take that mask off, they was talking about giving you,
a fine.
Yeah, $200 fine.
And then the greatest thing is that we did mics outside as well. So, I'm really grateful to Jenny Sensel, that's the owner of the Idiot Box, and also she owns the place that's next door to bar, beer, and shop. It's a very, it's a long name, but it's really a queer place because it's, we got to do comedy. Mm-hmm. So, like, this week, this is in past tense, she did open mic Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so, this month starts off of, like, recording. So, there's 3 weeks you can do a recording. I get to get support of the comics. So, what's happening for myself is that since I've been in the scene for, like, almost a year completely, because of the COVID restrictions and everything like that, I've been trying my best to help other people while supporting them in their own way. So, the UCC happened, and this time the UCC, the mask restrictions got lifted. So, I've seen so many more comics, all the way to the top 8, and then I watched them perform, which is really great. It's been a very long week, but something bad had happened, and all week this week is my goal to be funny every single day. So,
just for a second. So, what made you want to start off in comedy back in 2019? Like when was your starting date? And like,
when did I start?
Yeah.
I started with YouTube. So YouTube for me started 2017, and I thought it was funny. I was like, people laugh. I've heard people like that, and I always thought it was funny. I thought it was funny since I was, like, 6. I didn't really think of comedy. I just was like, you know what? One of my idols died, Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other idols, like, I was like, who is this Nicole person?
Nicole Byer. Oh, my God.
Who is this Nicole person? She reminds me of myself. So, that's another one of my, like, comedy muses, Rhonda Sykes. Actually, Ron Funksmith is one of my comedy idols because he has a very distinct voice and he has a very lovable laugh. So, personal spoken, I've always kind of loved comedy. So, I started my improv 2020, and I've been taking a lot of the, like, classes, and our troupe started, like, doing shows starting in November. And we've done shows every single month, except, and the only one we won't be doing is next month, because we're preparing for the NC Comedy Festival. But, I feel like I just wanted my voice to be heard. And I tell people when they start stand-up, is like, this is your 5 minutes of conversation that you wanted to be, like, or a monologue, that you needed your voice to be heard. Whether it was a crazy story about that day, or you want to talk about your life things, or it's a 15, and then it goes to a 15-minute conversation, a 10-minute conversation, to a 20-minute conversation, to a 30-minute one, to an hour, to a 90 minutes. And then you have a special. You know? So, personally speaking, that was always a goal. I've always felt like there are a lot of comics that I like. There are a lot of women that I look up to, that a lot of men I look up to. Kings of Comedy was one of the first things I've watched and I really, really loved. Mm-hmm. But Queens of Comedy was, I like, I mean, it wasn't for Bernie, you know.
Who doesn't like Monique?
Listen. I love Monique, especially back then.
Yeah.
Now, not so much. But mostly back then, Monique as a comic is very talented.
Well, and she was the comedy queen for years.
She actually wasn't. So,
well, for me,
for
she was.
For the queen of comedies. So, the queen of comedy, she was actually the newest one, but she was the most funny out of the four. But the host is actually the funniest one out of them four. I forgot the other names. I'm so sorry. I think it's Zendaya. I'm not gonna say their name. There's no watch.
They said on Best Friends a couple weeks ago. So,
but yeah. Personally speaking, like, you should watch Queens of Comedy, Kings of Comedy. their goals to watch. I grew up watching a lot of sitcom comedy. So, like, a lot of my references is, like, sometimes from Roseanne. Sometimes my references is from, like, cartoon shows, like, Animaniacs. I did a joke about, like, Pinky and the Brain last night. So, what has changed the most is my voice and also creating my voice in different rooms. So, like, I started at the Idiot Box. In the Idiot Box, I used to go only one day a week, which was always on Thursday, because I work. And I was trying my best to only do it on my off days. So, like, if it was an open mic on Thursday, I'll be there. If it's something available Friday, I'll be there. Any other day of the week, I was not going to show up. Then I started doing, like, well, and then I was told, like, if you really want to be in the scene, watch comedy as well. So I started watching more shows. So, like, I started being more supportive of every comic I see. So I stay in the room in the open mics to, like, the people that's just trying for the first time, to people that have a very seasoned or very, like, epic and they're just trying some new material. I'm always in the room for that. I started different rooms, like Monster Gate, that's in Winston-Salem. So Monster Gate Mondays. So I've talked about this. One of us forgot.
No. You told me you was gonna be at Monster Gate on Monday, which was back in May, because that's when
it was Pride. Out, remember? You go there.
No,
it was Pride.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why you don't. I know when I started going to my you
know what?
I have a strong memory of the two of us.
I'm sick of you.
No, it's not that. It's just what's it called, like, I'm preparing for marriage. I'm good at arguing. So,
look, that's all you do. But anyway,
thank you. I'm good at it too.
No, so, but look,
I started Monster Gate Mondays, and go ahead, Ty.
No, I was waiting for you to stop over talking me. But anyway, so you told me you was gonna be there that Monday, so I showed up Monday. You neglected to mention it was every Monday. So I only went that Monday, because otherwise I would have came and saw you, of course.
I like how you said that, but, like, you're not free Mondays. You were free, like, that Monday.
I was free that Monday, but
there was a particular reason why you were free that Monday, because, yes, you know, you took a sabbatical, and then the next sabbatical you took, you ended it beforehand. So that's really why you couldn't have seen me again. You weren't free most of these Mondays.
No,
And then you were also, like, meeting a particular person that's, like, now your lover.
No.
Mm-hmm. So this is why you haven't seen me.
No, again. I could have made it after work.
Uh-huh.
But you neglected to tell me.
That was every Monday?
That was every Monday.
So what happens is sometimes I wasn't going to go. But I've always decided, since I went there the first time, to keep going. So there are different rooms. I was going to try a different room, maybe soon. But for me, I love it. The owner's really cool. I befriended the owner. He's really nice. And the bartender, he's very funny and he's very welcoming. So to me, I feel welcome. And also, it's Winston-Salem. I love supporting my own city. I'm born and raised from here. So then that same week, Tyron also saw me at the Laugh Lounge. Stories there. The Laugh Lounge is really cool.
Shut up.
No, I'm not gonna talk about that.
You got my nerves.
So the wildest thing was that, like, it was my first time going to, like, an all black room. So people don't know this. I am a very strong comic and I love my material, but my material is a little blue. So
oh my gosh. So
like, for me personally, I'm very diverse possible. So Wednesdays is the Laugh Lounge, but it's every other Wednesday normally. So my next time I'll be at the Laugh Lounge to be the 28th.
No, but look, now, but look. Well, y'all see on Patreon, but
okay. You recorded that too?
Huh?
You recorded that too?
Yes.
Oh wow, we got two videos. I didn't know.
Yes. So I thought we was gonna have to run up out of there because
because I went first.
No, because you start talking about gay stuff,
mm-hmm.
and
in a black room,
and
a lot of hood people,
a lot of those hood dudes went down with that, And I was like, oh my God, we have to worry about this bitch. But but it was fine. It was
fine. You will see on Patreon how I even addressed it. So. And it does still happen. I went there and then one comic left. I was like, I guess he left. I didn't leave. I don't care.
I'm fucking well.
I mean, that's not my problem.
Exactly.
So like, I don't say that either. I respect people's, you know, opinion. And I mean, if you don't agree with my thing, comedy's very subjective. So.
Okay. I'm going to say this one more time. And this is the last time I'm going to say this. Homophobia, you're not afraid of nothing. You're an asshole.
I don't consider it homophobia. It's so free will is free will. And I don't like if someone talks about like eating a pussy, a man talking about him eating a woman.
And that's what I mean.
I don't personally care because I don't visually see it. But some people are very visual. So personally speaking,
and that's what I mean by it. It is perfectly normal. For a dude talk about going down a woman, but you talk about sucking a dick. Oh my God!
I mean, but that's both of them are very blue. Those are blue comedy. But that's blue comedy. I don't really mind it. And also, some people won't like it. So, like my troupe, we started Tuesday to say, like, hey, no cussing. We're better than this. We're smarter than this. We can try it out. And soon, I'll have a very clean. I'll have a clean set just in case. Because I had to do a clean set one day at, like, Bureau's Kettle. So, Bureau's Kettle is also on Wednesdays. The difference between the two is that you have to pay $10 for one of them and the other one's free. So, Bureau's Kettle is in Kernersville. That's the one I mostly frequent, is the one in Kernersville. So, I'll be back there next week. And then, I think the week afterwards, I'll probably be at the Idiot Box the whole week. So, I can prepare for the recording. But, for the most part, open mics are very how I got better. I got better because I kept coming, kept coming. Only time I wasn't there was the week of my birthday. Then I went to go see my person. And actually, yeah, both times I went to go see my person. The only two times I wasn't able to go. And the only other time was I was in Kentucky with my troop.
Oh, that's right. All right, so.
Yeah, what is happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot has happened.
So, yeah, my July, my June was really busy. So, July will be just as busy. And let's go for our hopes. So, real quickly, what are your hopes for August? What are you...
Hopefully, I'll be moving to this place by August.
Also, hopefully. I hope that you hire movers that aren't germane.
That's fucking rude.
I don't like this. That's this is rude. We can rude. Talk about this real quickly.
No.
You say you're hiring movers. Yes or no?
Thank you for tuning to
another episode of The Art of Sexuality. We're supposed to talk about more, like your birthdays.
We have a Patreon.
Uh-huh.
You can listen to Jermaine's... You can see Jermaine's set on Patreon.
In Tyrant's Move on Patreon.
Yes, I will be filming the journey of me moving and me packing.
Without Jermaine.
Anyway, you can also find us on Instagram at The Art Sexuality Pod. You can find us individually at Jermaine Glando.
Mm-hmm.
At Mr. Chef Ty. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm private. I don't plan on changing that right now. But
he'll have a public place soon, and we'll have that ready for you probably by September. So
maybe
I'm giving him a head start, so he has by September for his public page.
Maybe
you'll see. Yeah, September.
Maybe
we don't know. I'm giving it's open minute.
Maybe.
So also thank you to Anchor, thank you to Apple Podcasts, where you can rate. Give us 5 stars and tell us how you feel. And thank you to Spotify. I still have my premium membership on Spotify.
Right. We should be getting this for free now. Like, come on now. Anyway, that's all for this episode. We'll see you guys next time.